Gowss and victuals were good. Shrew bread had various fillings baked into it, some sweet, others savoury. The nettle beer had been towed along behind the logboats all day. It was cold and bitter, but very refreshing. Every beast was enjoying supper when Sniffy the Gowsome Scout began twitching his snout. He sidled over to sit beside Django and Buckler. The young hare watched as the scout whispered something to his logalog. They held a brief conversation together. Then Sniffy beckoned some other shrews. Slowly, casually, they retreated from the camp, vanishing into the surrounding woodland. Realising something of importance had taken place, Buckler kept his voice low.
Django, what's going on? Anything wrong?
The shrew chieftain's lips barely moved as he murmured.
Keep your wits about you, mate. We might have a chance to see how good you are with that long blade of yours. Now don't make any sudden moves, Buck, but sniff the air, not too deep though.
Buckler did as he was bad.
Strange smell. It's sort of musty and sweet. Smoky too, but I don't think it's coming from our fire. What is it?
Django stirred the ashes at the fire's edge with his rapier as he explained.
It's a vermin tribe called the Flitchai. They split into two bunches, one lot out of sight in the trees, the rest are right here, inside our camp.
Buckler knew enough not to make a move. He kept his tone low and level.
I don't doubt your word, friend, but I can't see any Flitchai loitering about here.
Django replied with a quick flick of his rapier point.
Over there, in the lawn to the left of those ferns, I saw dead leaves stir a bit. Flitchai are experts at camouflage and hiding themselves. That smoke you can smell, sooner or later, it'll send you fast asleep. Oh, they ain't in a hurry. They'll just wait till we're all settled down for the night afore he comes out of cover to murder us.
Buckler touched the long blade at his side where he had laid it.
So, I want to wake up in the morning. What's your plan?
Django stroked his grey whiskers, smiling thinly.
"'Tis already in operation, Buck. Just wait for my shout."
Buckler noticed that the Gowsim seated around the fire had pulled their headbands down about their mouths to avoid breathing in the knockout smoke. Feeling about, he gathered a pawful of damp moss to protect himself. Already, Oakheart and several members of the Witherspike troop were yawning and settling down, ignorant of the danger. Buckler nudged Diggs, whose eyes were drooping. He muttered to his companion,
"Hush, Diggs, don't say a word. Just listen to me."
The tubby young hare blurted out,
"I haven't said a blinking word yet, and what do I get for it? A blooming sharp nudge in the ribs, that's what, what?"
He got no further because at that moment, Django bellowed,
"Log-a-log-a-log! Gowsome charge!"
Then pandemonium reigned. Roars from Sniffy's party mingled and enraged screeches rang out from beyond the camp. The shrews around the fire sprang up, wielding their short rapiers, as the very ground around them seemed to erupt. Ragged, tattered figures burst forth from hiding. They made a hideous sight in the dancing shadows and firelight, waving primitive weapons as they chanted eerily,
"We Flitchai!
To further confuse the situation, the Witherspikes stumbled to their paws, with Oakheart declaiming,
"'Tis a foul ambush! Save the ladies and babes!"
A ragged, shadowy figure seized Tragedia, who warbled dramatically even in that grave situation.
"Murder and abduction has befallen us! Help! Oh, help!"
Buckler felled the creature with a swift blow from his sword hilt, echoing Diggs' war cry as he threw himself into the fray.
"You